outside. Oh well, them dog, we gon' see how hard they ride. I get rest to go outside and I spit it with the guys. We up on
another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Block Boy JB right there, along with Drake. It's called Look Alive. Seems like we got some news about Block Boy JB from right here in the Carolinas. If you missed it on the voicemail, go ahead, big dog.
Ain't no limit. Hey man, I just wanna call and talk about your boy Block Boy JB, who was down in a tray for the car show. You know what I'm saying? He posed ahead, did a show. They paid him this money. He did like a verse out of a song and took off running, bro. Man, they all on his Instagram mad as hell, man. They done took that people money like that, man. Man, J-Boy, JB, whatever your name is, boy, you dead wrong for that.
I'm dead wrong for that. I don't know the particulars behind it, but hey, this is what the folks say. Trey Foe for the Trey is actually Winston Trey Foe for folks who don't know what that is. They had a big car show over the weekend, so I don't know. All right, man, you know what it's time for. It's time for this week, Family Wednesday. Let's find out what's popping.
Hey, the struggle is real. Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. The struggle is real. My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
Well, you know, it is a Wee Family Wednesday here in the Madhouse, 6:38. And it's Teacher Appreciation Week.
Salute to all the teachers.
Salute to all of the teachers. So we want to give you a chance, Madhouse Nation, to salute our family of teachers. We want to know who your favorite teacher is, and you can send them a shout out. Give us a call, 570-WPEG, for Teacher Appreciation Week.
Let me go on and pop mine off from when I was in school. Shout out to Mr. Hamilton, who is my social studies teacher. Shout out to Ms. Cruz, who was my journalism teacher and my yearbook staff teacher. Shout out to Mr. Austin, who was my gym teacher slash football coach. Mr. Gaylor, who was my gym teacher slash football coach. And big, big shout out to my favorite teacher of all time. She actually visited the Madhouse, Miss McCauley. Mm-hmm. She's my English teacher. Shout out to Miss McCauley. She was my 8th and 9th grade English teacher. So definitely salute to her, and definitely made a difference in my life.
Well, I want to send a shout out to Herman Howard, who was my radio professor at Johnson C. Smith University. Really, really, really dope guy. So shout out to Professor Howard. He's no longer there, along with, well, you know what? None of my journalism professors are still at Johnson C. Smith. But shout out to Professor Howard. Also sending shout out to Professor Wynn, who taught me how to write.
Oh, yeah.
Ms. Wynn, she was my writing teacher at Johnson C. Smith. Professor Burton, I remember her first words walking into class, and just the impact that she had on me in college. Shout out to her. She's no longer here in Charlotte, but shout out to her. She's one of my favorite. And like you, Larry, my favorite teacher of all time was my 8th grade civics teacher. Her name is Miss Mason out there in Virginia Beach. She is actually a school principal now. We actually spoke to her last year for Teacher Appreciation. But those are my all-time favorite teachers. I really, really appreciate them.
Well, I guess it's my turn. I went to good old Central Cabarrus.
You only had one teacher. You had one class.
Shout out to Miss Howie and Miss Porter.
Bourbon,
they were the only two black teachers there.
That's it?
Bourbon, did you change classrooms?
Yeah, I changed classrooms.
It's Charlotte's favorite dysfunctional family. What up?
No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It is Teacher Appreciation Week.
Yes, it is. And We Family Wednesday is being brought to you by Relay for Life. You can join us on May 19th from 9 p.m. until 11 p.m. at First Ward Park, 301 East 7th Street. The event will bring communities together to help remember loved lost ones, honor survivors of all cancer, and then raise money to help the American Cancer Society make a global impact on cancer. Go to Power. power98fm.com for more information. Like Larry said, it is Teacher Appreciation Week. We've been recognizing teachers all week long with our excellent educators. Shout out to Nicole Mosley over there at Parkwood High School and Mrs. Diggs Garris over at Concord High School. Went and visited her yesterday. We want to know who is your favorite teacher and give you an opportunity to shout them out. Power 98, good morning.
Yes, I want to give a shout out to my favorite teacher for Teacher Protection Week. This is Ashley Maxwell, and I want to give a shout out to Dancing Servant from Waysburg. She was my 12th grade English teacher, and happy Teacher Appreciation Week.
That's what's up, man. Definitely got a salute to the teachers. Some of them get a bad rap, but there are a lot. That's a lot of good teachers all over the world, but definitely here in Mecklenburg County, in CMS, working hard every day to make sure our kids are, you know, getting the lessons that they need and protecting our kids while they're in school.
Our teachers are headed down to Raleigh on May 16th to go fight for higher wages and fair pay. And I stand behind the teachers on this.
And I just saw a report this morning that the North Carolina budget actually has a $332 million surplus. So they're saying that they might try to spread some love to the teachers.
They should. They definitely should. They should pay people for what they're worth. And our teachers do a lot on a daily basis. They go above and beyond.
Good morning.
Want to go all the way to Salisbury, North Carolina, Henderson Independent High School. Miss Tanya Dixon Neely, class of 06. What up, Miss Tanya Dixon?
And I got it. You was talking about Smith, and I didn't even think about professors until you mentioned it. But definitely salute to Miss Nguyen, who was my feature writing teacher at John C. Smith. And I promised Miss Nguyen while I was in college that I was going to write a book because she said I should. So definitely going to do that. And then shout out to my radio professor, Charles Spellman, who is no longer at Smith either. Shout out to him.
He also got to send a big shout out to my homeboy, Jermaine King. I did not have Jermaine King when I was at Smith. He actually teaches there now. But the way his students talk about him, he has incorporated the sneaker culture into his curriculum as a teacher. He is very, very strict, but he teaches with love, and the students really, really appreciate him. So shout out to him. There are a lot of teachers. My homegirl, Sean Turner, over there, she's a math teacher. She is one of the best math teachers in Charlotte. Mr. Willoughby is an awesome math teacher. There are just some great teachers that are out here in our community.
And it's also Nurses Week, too. So salute to all the nurses out there, because we know y'all do a hell of a job. So definitely shout out to y'all, too. Happy Nurses Week.
And I also have to send a shout out to Jessica Cheek. She is one of the candidates for Teacher of the Year. You know her. She is Joy Cheek, former Duke player and WNBA player's sister, right here in the Carolinas. So shout out to Miss Jessica Cheek.
All right, Beat the Bomb is up next. It's Pod 98.
It's Charlotte's favorite dysfunctional family.